This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Sapna Katri. A long-sought proposal to extend University of Missouri worker benefits to same-sex domestic partners has been expanded to include committed couples of the opposite sex, as well as other unrelated dependent couples, such as roommates. University curators meeting in St. Louis today were briefed on the proposal but didn't discuss the proposed changes. The four-campus system says such broader benefits would cost an extra $1.2 million annually. The proposed plan extends university health insurance coverage to sponsored adult dependents who are over 18, not related by birth or marriage, and have lived with a campus employee for at least 12 months. Supporters note that more than 300 colleges and universities already have such perks in place for faculty and staff. Governor Jay Nixon is in Afghanistan visiting members of the Missouri National Guard who won't be home for the holidays. From Jefferson City, Marshall Griffin has more.
The governor arrived in Kuwait Tuesday afternoon and visited Guard members from Springfield and Sedalia before moving on to Afghanistan. Once there, he visited an engineer company from Farmington and the surrounding area.
They're road sweepers. It's tough work. They're the ones that are out there doing the hard work. Every time I'm here, I'm inspired by the 24/7 get-it-done attitude and I'm confident that Missourians, as usual, are not hesitating to assist when called on.
Nixon says the trip will also influence the amount of state funding he seeks for the Missouri National Guard when he prepares his proposed budget for next year. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The Missouri National Education Association is warning of the fallout for public schools if Congress does not act to avoid the so-called fiscal cliff. Chris Gunther, president of the Missouri National Education Association, says these changes will significantly affect low-income and special needs students. She says the cuts included in the sequestration are just too much of a burden on the state's education system.
The across-the-board cuts could mean as many as 1,000 more jobs in public education lost, impacting up to 90,000 of our students, from Head Start all the way through college age.
Columbia Public School District Board Member Christine King says although there is a lot of uncertainty of what would happen if the cuts went through, the district is in a good place.
Our district is sitting in pretty good shape because we have been very conservative over the last several years with our budget, planning for the opening of battle.
King says the board will continue to talk about how the possible budget cuts could affect the district. The Truman State Board of Governors voted Saturday to add sexual orientation to their non-discrimination policy. Warren Wells, the general counsel for the university, says the change comes after a several-month-long discussion. Wells says the former non-discrimination policy already covered sexual orientation, but some student groups thought it wasn't clear enough. So the Board of Governors specified sexual orientation and made the wording easier to understand. The policy change passed with a 6-1 vote. For KBIA News, I'm Sapna Katri.